Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. And this week's question is, what is your guilty pleasure? And here, we're joined by Anonymous. Doesn't really want to say her name here.
What's up, guys?
And then, so what is one of your guilty pleasures?
I'm going to have to say a good old drunk cigarette. And honestly, doesn't even have to be when I'm drunk. I personally just love a cigarette.
What is the drunk cigarette of choice?
I'm going to have to say a Marlboro Red. Yeah, okay. I wish I could not give you a brand, because that would mean I'm not that deep in, but I'm deep in.
No, it's okay. I agree with you. A drunk cig, it's like you hit a drunk cig, and it's just like the church bells ringing in your ears.
Yep.
My go-to choice, the American Spirit Naturals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those are great. Have you ever been to City Dogs right down the street?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know of it, but I've never been.
Oh, dude, they're the best. You want cheap beer and cheap food?
Okay.
You go there, and they got a mini mart right next to it. You get a pack of cigs. It's divine experience.
Say less.
Yeah.
Wait, let me tell you a story. Okay, so basically, I went out, was it last weekend? Drunk a little bit. My drink of choice is like a Beatbox or a Four Loko. And then I saw this dude smoking a cigarette outside the party, and I was like, do you have an extra? Like, I need a cigarette. And he gave me a cigarette, and I don't know if that was a Marlboro Red. I don't think it was. I think it was a green pack, but best experience of my life.
Delicious. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Here, we're joined by...
Eric.
And Eric, what is one of your guilty pleasures?
One of my guilty pleasures is making fun of people that don't go to the gym, or I also don't go to the gym. I don't work out, but I always judge people when they don't work out.
What's the daily habit of a person, a hater like this?
I mean, I don't know, man. What people say, I'm a double standard, bro. I just don't care, honestly. I don't know why I do it. It's just something I do. I don't know why.
Like, how do you execute some of this hating on people?
Well, my roommate, he works out, but like almost every day, and like the one day he doesn't work out, well, I'll get on his ass, yo. I'll just be like, bro, you don't work out, bro. Why are you don't go to the gym, bro? He was like, bro, I've gone the last 6 days. I was like, it does not matter. I don't care.
Is he the only victim of this, or is there?
Oh, no, there's multiple, bro.
There's some other victims.
Okay, so I got a homegirl. She goes to the gym sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't. And whenever she doesn't, I just get on her. And it's not really a bad thing, because it helps her and motivates her to go to the gym, so I don't say anything.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just making the world a better place day by day.
Try to make your friends better people.
Right, right.
Understand it. Yeah, what's called negative reinforcement.
Right,
you know, sometimes
right.
You need that. Negative conditioning builds.
It's almost like reverse psychology.
Exactly. I learned that AP Psych high school, something like that.
Come on now, you know.
Yeah. But anything else like to add? Any other guilty pleasures or anything like that?
No, that's it, man.
I bet. I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you very much. Now we're joined by
Janiyah.
Janiyah, and what is one of your guilty pleasures?
My guilty pleasure is sugar.
Sugar?
Like, it's bad. Yeah.
What is your sugar treat of choice?
Probably ice cream. Like, the other day, I bought a pack of these Twix ice cream bars. Mm-hmm. There were six of them. I ate them all in one day.
Hey, that's how it would be. Is that your number one ice cream flavor, the Twix ones? Or what's your favorite ice cream?
Probably cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream?
Yeah.
Okay, is there anywhere around here in VCU or Richmond that you found a good place to get ice cream at?
Probably Scoop.
Scoop?
It's on like Strawberry Street, I think.
Okay, nice. Anything else you like to add?
No, that's it. That's my top choices. Yeah.
You bet. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Here we're joined by
Lincoln.
All right, and Lincoln, what is one of your guilty pleasures?
I'll say I love just rotting in bed and watching TikTok.
Okay.
I can't get over it. It's like all I do.
Yeah. The TikTok, the dopamine hits.
It's
grabbed you.
I don't know if it's that much of like a guilty pleasure. I feel like a lot of people do that, but it is something I feel like, you know.
Yeah. After, I actually had a professor talk about it. He was like, after you're done scrolling on TikTok or Instagram for 15 to 30 minutes, ask yourself, was that worth it?
That's what he told me. Is it worth it? Yeah, but I don't know. I love TikTok. I can't get over it.
What's some of your favorite content to watch on TikTok?
I watch a lot of like cooking TikToks and stuff like that, like chefs in a kitchen, like just making some nice food and stuff like that. Get a lot of philosophy stuff.
How do you feel about the proposed TikTok ban in America?
I think it's a little complicated, because I feel like there's the struggle of like, oh yeah, sure, they might have our data, but it's also like Facebook is kind of lobbying the government to do that, and I don't like Facebook, and I don't like lobbyists, so.
Yeah, it's like, if you're American, we want our American spyware, not our Chinese spyware.
Yeah, right. It's like, I'd rather just have no spyware.
Exactly.
I think it's flawed.
Yeah?
Yeah, what, in the simplest terms.
What do you think is flawed about some of their ideas?
I think lobbying in general is a absurd idea. I think it only fuels the rich and like the mega rich, billionaires, and it's kind of just designed to help billionaires stay billionaires, and I hate that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Any other guilty pleasures or anything like that?
None that I could think of right now. Like, you know, good Sonic burger, I guess, but that's not that, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Gabe.
Yeah, appreciate you, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have a great day. Thank
you. You too. You too.
We're here joined by our guest,
Noah.
All right, Noah, and what is one of your guilty pleasures?
I have to say, I think one of my guilty pleasures is just letting my curiosity go, like, full throttle. Like, if I find, like, a door that's cracked open, like, you will find me in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just going to start wandering out of building and see a door open.
No, yeah, anywhere. Anywhere that's, like, it's got a mysterious little aura to it, I will find myself wandering through it.
You got any wandering stories you could tell us?
I do. Actually, this is very recent with my good friend Lincoln. We were going to a fish store. It was about maybe like an hour or so walk. And Google Maps was like leading us through private property. and it ended up leading us through the racing track. I don't know the name of it, but
Raceway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we ended up getting stuck in it. Like, we couldn't leave, and we had to go through a barbed wire fence, under a barbed wire fence, and all this stuff. And then when we finally got to the place, we eventually got back. He looked up that I think a month earlier, there had been a shooting there, and two people were killed.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, we are two people. So.
Yeah. We were two people.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That everything turned out okay there and everything?
Yeah, everything turned out okay. Yeah. I got my fish.
Nice.
Yeah. But,
catch and release, or did you take it home and cook?
No, I have a fish store. I have an aquarium in my dorm.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. But there's another one in high school. That was less exciting, but there was this basement underground level for high school, and they're these big, almost armored doors. And one was cracked open. It was usually always closed, but one day it was cracked open. So me and a friend went in there, and we found it was an expanse. It was just as far as you could see. And it was the lighting was just dim enough where it was you could barely see, but it was eerie, right? Mm-hmm. So we walked to the very back, and there's an exit, and we took the exit, and we found this box full of fire alarms. And all the fire alarms were like I don't know, broken or whatnot. And there was a little machine actively printing. It was fire alarm, duh, 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 failed. Fire alarm, duh, 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 failed. So yeah, we found that our school, if there was ever a fire at our school, we were not surviving that.
Shoot,
but,
damn.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, it was very nice talking to you, Gabe.
Right,
sharing some stories.
It's nice meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you.
Hell yeah. We're joined by our guest.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. And Nathaniel, what is your guilty pleasure?
You know, as bad as it may sound, I like stealing things.
You like stealing things? So you'd be a klepto maniac is what...
So it's not as bad as that.
Not as bad.
So you see all the pretty plants around campus that the VCU facilities managers put around and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the pretty flowers around it.
I like taking those.
Oh!
The cuttings, and I growing them myself.
Dude, that's actually so awesome, because me and my friend have been wanting to do that, too. We would make a terrarium.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy, number one. I don't think they care, but I do end up replacing a lot of them with different stuff.
Okay.
Where
are some of your favorite spots to pluck some of these?
So the sign over by the library and stuff, behind... I think Terrace.
Okay.
The big VCU sign with all the climbing vines on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love taking from those, or from there. And then some of the flower beds around the park as well.
Mm-hmm. Is your room just, decked out with all these flowers?
I mean, honestly, if this was roommate horror stories, I think my roommate would have some stuff to say about it.
That's so crazy you asked that. We just did what's your crazy wildest roommate story just before this.
Yeah, if you definitely asked my roommate, he'd be like, maybe I don't want to live with him anymore. Not him about me. But no, there's a lot of stuff I've taken, stuff I've gotten from Lowe's, and it's just plants galore. So
that's awesome. Where do you get your plant supplies around Richmond and stuff like that?
A lot of it is from home. Stuff I take from around here, or bought at Lowe's. So
gosh, sweet. Anything else like to add, or any other guilty pleasures?
Besides, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, appreciate it, Nathaniel. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.